God, I used to hesitate and wait a lot. I used to hesitate and wait a lot. Here's the thing, you hesitate and wait where you imagine risk and loss. Write this down. Because if you're finding yourself hesitating, procrastinating, what you're actually imagining is risk and loss. How do you stop imagining risk and loss? You be decisive. You notice I'm not saying to imagine a win. I'm telling you to change who you're being. Neville Goddard says this all comes down to your concept of self. And concept of self is not what you think. Concept of self is who you are. Are you decisive or not? I got a lovely email. By the way, let's do a Neville Goddard quote, shall we? We're 1 minute in. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Neville says, when the desire is upon you, that is the time to accept your wish in its fullness. That is probably my most favorite all-time quote of Neville's. If not my favorite, it's one of my top three. Another one about the pearl comes to mind. I love the pearl of great price. That's why we did those three group calls in addition to sticking it in the middle of Manifesting Mastery. Remember, you hesitate and you procrastinate when you imagine risk, when you imagine failure. And I don't have the time for that. When the desire is upon you, that is the time to accept your wish in its fullness. Do you desire for people to hear your voice? Put out a podcast. Do it daily. What people do is they hesitate. Well, I don't know. What would I talk about? They procrastinate. Well, maybe I'll get started next year. I got a lovely email the other day from someone who's been on our email list for 10 years. And they can talk the talk, but they still aren't walking the walk. It excites me that they've stuck around. It saddens me they haven't still invested in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. $97, 10 years. It's a 90-day program. Crass commercial over. But you have to, you've got a choice. You will either live a decisive life or you will continue to secretly doubt yourself where it really matters. Here's how I measure whether or not somebody doubts themselves. I'm infinitely curious about what all we will explore in remarkable 2024. I'm infinitely curious about the first call because I already have five different ways that call can go worked up. I've got five separate sets of notes. And I'm curious which one we run with and how it will flow up. Because when you're curious and you let curiosity move you, that's the result of being decisive. The result of being indecisive is you sit there. See, when you're decisive, you pick, I want item number 7. And they bring it, and oh my God, it's good. Or oh my God, it's not as good as the other one, but hey, let me add a little bit of this, that'll be good. You know, ask the chef for some chili flakes. I like things hot and spicy. I've done that. I've changed the meal if it's not perfect. Because I've imagined a perfect meal. And often the chef will come out and go, never thought of that. I said, try it. Here, take a forkful. I've made friends this way. Then gone back to the restaurant and got custom-made meals. 20, you want it this way? I sure do, man. Thanks. But I appear to digress. Because you can wait and hesitate. You can doubt you and you can doubt your dreams. Neville Goddard said that every desire has its own plan and power fulfillment. So not only can you doubt yourself, you can doubt that your desire has its own plan and power fulfillment. He also says, you get to play your part. Every day I write something worth reading. Some days I release it on the world, some days I don't. Every day I do a podcast, I say something worth listening to. You guys tell me it's worth listening to. We've got 3.7, 3.8 million listens now, something like that. You see, your dreams matter. I dreamed of having a life that mattered instead of having flashbacks and pissing the bed. Right when you get beat to death, I got beat to death in the Camp Hill prison riots in 1989. I was 23 years old. Doesn't even feel like me when I tell you about it. That's how far gone that is. But I can draw upon it to tell you, you know what? Life can suck, man. Worse than getting beat to death was the flashbacks, sticking around after, coming back. Good Lord. But I've got news for you. You don't get to imagine up a better life. You get to imagine up being decisive. You get to imagine up... You see, when I order my food, I eat my food. A lot of people hesitate. And you know what they eat? They feast on doubt. I feast on what I've desired. You get what I'm talking about all of your life here. I want you to start imagining yourself as someone decisive. One more bit. You've got this part in your brain called the neocortex, and it has a job, and its job is to say no. There's another part of you that's probably been mostly neglected. It's the magical part of you. And it's not in your neocortex, it's everywhere. It's at your essence, it's at your core, it's in your bones, it's in your beingness. And the magical part of you wants to say more, please. It wants to say yes now. And I can pretty much guarantee you live a life, most people live a life, that has a lot more no in it than you need. Some people have 90% no. They have almost no room for now. So you've got a choice, no or now. And the key there is decisiveness. When the desire is upon you, that is the time to accept your wish in its fullness. Notice, what do you desire now? Not as if, what do I daydream about that will solve all my problems? What do you desire right now? I desire to make a podcast right now. I desired this morning to make my wife a cup of coffee in bed. I can't tell you the last time I did that. It's been way too long. But we do this little flirty game back and forth until I finally make the coffee for her. And I could feel her squealing on the inside as we did the little flirty game. And the look of love, the look of anticipation, the look of appreciation when I brought the coffee over. You want to manifest love? You want to manifest a life you love? Be decisive. Imagine you as that decisive person. Right now, imagine you as someone who can say yes and who says yes to possibilities instead of saying no because of probabilities. Imagine you as that yes as we go into the silence. I've got good news for you, and you can say yes to it if you want to. JoinRemarkable.com. That's one word, JoinRemarkable.com. You can work with us in a small group for the next 12 months, or not. If you don't think that's for you, if you're not sure, reach out to me. I'm glad to have a little texty chat with you. To see if it's a fit. So here's what I don't do. I don't do hour-long discovery calls. I don't sit around and talk people into working with me. You either know it or you don't. And if you don't know it, you know, see, either Manifesting Mastery Course is for you. You can join that too. There's my other crass commercial for the day, manifestingmasterycourse.com. Join us or don't. But stop dicking around. People say, well, your testimonials are old. Yeah, I just put new ones in the emails. I couldn't be bothered to work on the website anymore. I'm too busy answering emails. I'd rather send you a success story in a commercial email and spend the time replying to people's emails that are actually doing the course than update a website. You get, I'm decisive. Where am I going to invest? I'd rather invest in you as you take action. I'd rather invest in you as you invest in you. All right. That's what I got. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. Dive deeper, soar higher. See ya.